Okay, so we have just finished Shas. We wish everybody a Mazel Tov. Tomorrow morning we're starting Brachas Tav Beis. I thought what I did was I put together a, we are going to say one thought from each Masechta. Most of them are Agadat thoughts because it's hard to come up with a 30 minutes to say actual Lamedus on each Masechta. Most of them are Agadat thoughts. Most of them might not even belong to the Masechta. They're just in that Masechta. Every single thought here had been said over the past 7.5 years in this shul. So I thought it would be very nice to maybe like a little bit of a 7.5 years in 25 minutes. Last time it took 5 hours. Now we're going to do it in 25 minutes. In Brachas on Daf, Mem Ches Amar Aleph, the Gemara there said that Abaya and Rava were sitting in the Beis HaMedrash. They were little kids, little children. And Rava asked, where is Hashem? Rava pointed to the ceiling, and Abaya ran outside and pointed to the sky. That's the end of the Gemara. And Rava said, oh, you guys are going to be big, they were very little, they must have been 3 years old, you're going to become big Talmidei Chachamim. And the Kutzker said, if I would have been there, and they would have asked me where Hashem is, I would have said, Hashem is wherever you let him in. On Shabbos, on Daf Pei Ches Amar Aleph, the Gemara said, famous Gemara, that Hashem held the mountain over the heads of Klal Yisrael and said, if you accept the Torah, very good. And if you don't accept the Torah, this will be your end. We had already said Naaseh V'Nishma. What do you mean, we've been forced to accept the Torah? We already said Naaseh V'Nishma. So, there are many answers to this question, but we said one from the Yalkut Gershuni, who said, the B'nai Yisrael had no problem accepting the Torah. Naaseh V'Nishma, they had no problem with it. What they did have a problem with was all the anti-Semitism and all the hatred and all the torture, and all the crusades, and all the holocausts that would happen because of the Torah. That they didn't want to accept. They don't accept all that. The mitzvahs have no problem with that, but everything that comes with it, that they didn't want to accept. And Hashem held the Torah over their head and said, that's my call, it's my decision, you don't really have a choice about that. Why that is, we still don't know the answer to that question. However, interesting, the first time in history where there was a communal anti-Semitism, which is the story of Purim, says in the Megillah that Kimu v'Kiblu. They accepted it anyway. It's an amazing part. 3. Ervin on Daf Yud, you know I'm going to say this. Ervin on Daf Yud Dalet Amar Aleph. The Gemara says that a round lechi is viewed as flat, and it must be at least one tefach, which is 3 tefachim in circumference. The Gemara asks, what's the source for that din? And the Gemara quotes a pasuk. And the Rosh says, we need a pasuk for it. That's pi. If it's around, if it's a circumference of 3, the ratio is 3 to 1. So I don't need a pasuk for that. So the Rosh answers, no. Pi is really 3.14. Right? Well, how did you know? The Gemara was asking, how do you know that you can round it off from 3.14 to 3? And they give a ratio of 3 to 1, and the Gemara quotes a pasuk. And the pasuk that the Gemara quotes is, it's a pasuk in Malachim Aleph, Parag Zayin, Pasuk of Gimel, where the pasuk uses the word kav, and it was shloshim, and the kav was 10, and 10 to 30 is the same ratio as 3 to 1, and that's how you know it's by Shlomo HaMelech when he built the Beis HaMikdash. Remember this part?
Yeah.
And the Gros said, amazingly, that pasuk there, the word kav, is a Kri and a Ksiv. It's written kuf vav hey, but we read it kuf vav.
It's the same pasuk in Divrei Yamim.
Same pasuk in Divrei Yamim, yeah. And the Gros said that kuf vav, the graph for that, kuf vav equals 106, and kuf vav hey equals 111. The difference, the ratio between pi and 3 is 0.955. The ratio of 105 to 111 is also 0.955. But embedded in the Kri Uksiv is the entire Gemara.
It's another 3.
Yeah.
111 of 105.
Right, 111.
3,
right.
3.14.
Right. Unbelievable.
Biblical critics use that passage to say that
the
Torah is not divine.
Really?
How can God know that it's 3? Not know that it's 3.14.
Right. Okay, Psachim. Psachim Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara says that the Bnei Israel used to leave their homes on Pesach night after the Karban Pesach, and they would recite Hallel on the roof. Look at that. So we said a word from River Waxman, that the entire year, our relationship with Hashem is like we say by Kiddush Levana, Meitzitz Bein HaCharakim, peering through the cracks in the lattice work. But on Pesach night, our relationship with Hashem is open, like the open sky. And we go up on the roof to show that our relationship with Hashem is very different. Shkolim. Shkolim was a hard one. Shkolim daf teslam at Beis. The Gemara said it was discussing the merits of Zrizos, how you should be a Zorit and be very excited to do mitzvot. And we quoted there, the Meselas Yisharim says in Perek Zayin, that the best way to become a Zaraz is to act like a Zaraz. And that outward display of mitzvot, will trigger an internal Zrizos. It's a tremendous part. Okay. What? Right, the chin, right, exactly. The chin is the size what? Right, exactly, exactly. You're right, exactly. You follow the way you behave. The way you behave will become the inside of you. Yuma daf lamed heyam at beis. The Gemara there said that Yosef hatzadik, right, the brother Yosef, he's mechayev all the people that are wicked, because he could easily have stumbled. Hillel is mechayev all the poor people. That's never an excuse. And Rabbi Elazar ben Charsam is mechayev the rich people. That's also never an excuse. There's not excuses. Look at these people. They had all the tests that we have today, and then they pulled through. And Rav Pam said, I could be like Yosef. I'm going to be like Yosef Atzadik. Let's get real. I'm going to be like Hillel. Let's get real. And we said, when Rav Pam explained, that's if you can use Hillel as a role model or Yosef, that's great. And if you can't, you are your own best role model. We all have our own moments in our lives that I did that once. That was me. I was in that position. We are our own best role models. Sukkah daf chaf ches amid aleph. The Gemara there said that Hillel had 80 students, the greatest of whom was Yonasan ben Uziel. He was so great that when he was learning and a bird flew overhead, it got burned up by the Torah of Yonasan ben Uziel. So he said apart from the Kutzker. So if he was so great, so what happened when Hillel learned? Hillel the Rebbe. What happened when he learned? And the Kutzker said, you have to think what this means. He was so great that when a bird flew overhead, it didn't get burned. Beitza on daf chaf amar aleph. The Gemara says that Hillel came to bring olos on Yontif, and he lied to the Talmidim of Shammai to avoid having a whole fight about smicha and other issues. We're going to get to the smicha in Mordechai Chagigin for Masechtas. The Magen Avraham says that in Siman Kuf Nun Vav, that's only permitted to lie. To what gave Hillel the right to lie? He lied for Shalom, not to make a fight. Only allowed to lie for Shalom concerning a past event. You're not allowed to lie on a future event to think this out. The source, the Sefer Chassidim says, is Ar Gemara. Right? That Hillel lied. Question is, was it a past event there? He's standing there with animals. So what was the past event? Let's figure that out. But you're allowed to lie for Shalom. Yes, I went to visit you. I tried to visit you, but I couldn't. That you're allowed to do. Right, I tried to call on a past event. You're allowed to lie for Shalom, not on a future event. Rosh Hashanah on Yud Ches Amar Aleph, the Gemara says that every Jew is judged on Rosh Hashanah like sheep on an individual basis. The Gemara then says that everybody's judged b'skira achat, in one glance. What does that mean? If you judge individually, why you judge in one glance? So the Alter from Kelm said, we said it then, each Jew is judged by themselves on an individual basis. But then Hashem, what he does is he takes everybody in the mix and makes sure that everyone's judgment fits with everybody else, because everybody has interactions with other people. So a husband can't be judged one way if it's going to affect the wife. She didn't deserve that. And back and forth. So every person's judged individually, and then Hashem takes a global look and makes everyone fit with each other. He said that. What? Exactly. Thank God for that. Tainus on Yud Ches Amar Aleph. There's a story there where a girl died and no one knew who the murderer was, and the Goyim there, the Romans, were going to destroy the entire town. And two brothers named Lulianus and Pappus admitted to the murder so that they should only have to die and save everybody else. And the Rambam wrote in Igeres Hashmad that dying for Kiddush Hashem merits a share in the world to come that nobody can come close to. And the Rambam said, we're not talking about great people. Great people don't need to rely on this. We're talking about ordinary, who are these people, Lulianus and Pappus? Regular people. Those are just regular people that stood up in an unbelievable situation. Those are the people. Regular, everyday people. In Megillah, on Davavam and Beis, it says, if someone says, I tried to learn, but I wasn't successful, don't believe him. If someone says, I didn't try and I was successful, also don't believe him. If someone says, I worked very hard and I was successful, such a person you can believe. Chaim Shmulevitz says, Torah is not a gift. A gift always has strings attached. Torah has to be your own. You have to work hard, right? Even if someone gives you a gift, it's always, you always have to owe the guy something. Never go away. Never. Torah is not like that. It has to be your own, and therefore you have to work on it by yourself. Moed Katan on Chof Tes Amar Aleph. The Gemara says that when you depart from a mace, you say, go in peace. Bish Shalom. When you speak to a live person, you say, go live Shalom. What's the difference? The Gemara said, because a person who's no longer alive can no longer grow like a malach. They can't grow and can no longer do mitzvahs. So you say, go bishalom. Go in your peace. That's it. There's nothing more for you to do. To a live person who still has more to accomplish, go lishalom. Go to peace. Go keep on going. Keep at it. Chagiga on Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis. He said there that the first machlokas in history was whether smicha of an animal can be performed on Yontif. We asked, but there were many previous machlokas. There was a machlokas once between Eli and Shmuel, between David and Shaul, all these machlokas that were in the past. And we answered, true, but this was the only machlokas that never got resolved. Other ones kept resolved, there's the only one that never got resolved. And Yevamos on Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, you know I was going to say this one, that Rabbi Akiva said, he survived the shipwreck by grabbing onto a board, he grabbing onto a daf, and he got to safety. And Rabbi Meir Shapiro said that if you want to survive in this world, you have to grab onto a daf. Next, Ksuvos, on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara there said that someone who is accustomed to a certain way of life must be given those luxuries, even if he becomes poor. So, for example, if a person was used to being driven around all day, and now he can't afford it, you still have to drive him around all day. And the Gemara has a story that Hillel once did that. There was a rich guy who became poor, and Hillel drove the guy around. There was a Gemara like that, right? And we asked, what kind of behavior is that for the Gadol Hadar to act like that, to drive people around? That's what he's spending his time with? And we answered in the name of the Chidah, because that's what Hillel was. That's the kind of person he was. But if anybody saw that, they wouldn't have been surprised by that behavior. So, oh, that's Hillel. That's exactly what Hillel is. That's the kind of person that he is. That wasn't a bizarre to him. It would have been a bizarre to him had he not done this. In the Darim, on Daf Lamed, I think it's Lamed Beis, the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was punished because he first dealt with paying the bill at the inn before giving a bris milah to his son. Right? And we ask, doesn't seem to be that the punishment fits the crime. What did he do already? So he paid the bill first before he took care of the bris milah. Why is he chayav mitzvah for that? And we answered, because Moshe Rabbeinu was a diamond. And this is true about every gadol, when they do something wrong. Moshe Rabbeinu was a diamond, and the greater the diamond is, the smaller the blemish ruins the diamond. People on that level, we can't understand it, people on that level do a tiny, tiny infraction, and they are subject to a lot more punishment because it's the blemish is so much more noticeable. A nazir on Daf Yudzayin, we learned over there that if someone becomes a nazir outside of Eretz Yisrael, and then he returns to Eretz Yisrael, his naziris has to start over again, because he's like a new person. He has to start over again. And the time spent in Chutz La'aretz doesn't count. This is just one of the many, nazir was a hard one. This is one of the many, many places in Shas where the chashivas of Eretz Yisrael is highlighted. On Sota, on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara there said that a person should do mitzvot and study Torah, even shelo lishma. Because we talk shelo lishma, bo lishma. Everybody knows that Gemara. And the Eitz Yosef said, that's only true, that will only happen, that the shelo lishma will turn into lishma if the actions are done on a consistent and continual basis. A one-time occurrence is not going to change anybody. Do it all the time for the wrong reasons. Every day, it'll turn into the right reasons. Gemara in Gittin, on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, says that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. And everybody asks, what did Kamsa do wrong? Poor Kamsa, what did he do wrong? And the answer is, he didn't do anything wrong. But it just goes to show you how the difference between Kamsa and Bar Kamsa is so slight. Kamsa, Bar Kamsa, it's such a slight difference. That's how careful we have to be with our words. The slightest difference can destroy the Beis HaMikdash. In Kedushin, on Daf Lamed Teth Amid Beis, the Gemara said, Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al Maleka. There is no reward in this world. Why not? Why not? So we said then, in the name of Rav Shapiro, that if someone gets paid for giving testimony, the testimony is invalid. Why? You can't get paid to be an aide. Not in America you can. Not in Judaism you can't. You can't get paid to be an aide. Our performance of mitzvot is eidos. You can't get paid for that. In the next world they get paid. You can't get paid for that in this world. In Baba Kama, on Daf, Ayin Tes Amud Beis, famous Gemara there, where the Gemara says that Gneva is worse than Gezela. Why? So the Gemara said, because it shows that you're more afraid of HaPeople than you are of Hashem. Every child knows that Gemara. But as the Atheos Ein Yaakov points out, isn't that every one of us? You don't have to be a Goslin or a Ganav to have to think about that vort. It applies to every single one of us, does it not? In Bava Metzia on Pei Hei Amud Beis, the Gemara there says that Reb Chiya would grow flax, use the flax to make traps, trap animals, use the meat to feed the orphans, and use the hides to write Sifrei Torah, and then he used to go to towns that didn't have any Rebbeim and teach the Torah to all the orphans there. And the Marsha asked, why couldn't he just go into a store and buy cloth or buy a Sefer Torah, right, and get a Sefer Torah? Why is he doing all this? Why does it go so many steps to get to the Torah? And the Marsha answered, because the more effort you put into a mitzvah, the greater the payoff. Right. In Baba Basra on Daf Tes Vav Tezayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that Hashem created the Yetzer Hara, and it created Torah as a tavlin, a spice. And we said there that the Ben Yehoshua explains, learning Torah is not the ikkar. The ikkar is action. Learning is just to get you to the action. Therefore, Torah is the spice. Just like spices by themselves cannot be eaten. They can't be eaten. You have to have spices together with the food. So too, learning without action doesn't really accomplish anything. But spices with action, with the food, so to speak, makes the food even more delicious. On Sanhedrin, on Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara there says that the children of Nebuchadnezzar, the unbelievable Gemara there, that the children of Nebuchadnezzar were not able to become Gerim. The children of Haman, yes, and the children of Sancheriv, yes, but not the children of Nebuchadnezzar. What? That was a Gemara, yeah, I don't remember we saw that. And I think Rabbi Kohn might have said that. And the Kedushas Halevi says, why not? What's wrong with Nebuchadnezzar? And he said something fascinating. The Nebuchadnezzar did not increase any Kavod Shemayim in the world. All it did was bring a Churban. Haman made a Kavod Shemayim, and Tancherev made a Kavod Shemayim. The Churban did nothing. Therefore, his children are not welcome. Makos on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, famous Gemara, Rav Chanan ben Akasha said, Hashem wanted to increase the merit of Klal Yisrael in this world, and therefore he gave them so many mitzvot. And we quoted the Rambam there. You have so many opportunities to excel. Hashem gave you so many chances to excel. So many. And that's why Hashem gave you so many mitzvot. Shavuot on Daf Chav Aleph Amud Aleph, which is probably the hardest one. So this is actually some... Gemara there says that swearing falsely is an exception to the rule that you can receive Malchus for a lav she'ein bo maisa. And we asked, but the Gemara says that if, you know, there's a halacha, you're not allowed to muzzle an animal. And if you scream at an animal, and therefore the animal can't eat, that's the equivalent of muzzling the animal, and you get malchus for that. And it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. And we answered, because Tosfos says that if the words affect a maisa, then you will get malchus for it. So screaming at an animal is no different than muzzling it. At the end of the day, you caused it not to eat. However, so therefore, whenever words affect action, of course there's malchus, except for swearing, where there's malchus no matter what happens, no matter what. On Avodah Zarah, on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara says a story of the Amorayim, that they finished learning the Sifri, and they're wondering what they're going to learn next. Right away they're wondering what they're going to learn next. And the Marsha said that whenever a siyum of learning takes place, like Simchas Torah or siyum Hashas, new learning has to start right away, so the Ksat doesn't have a chance to creep in. In Horius and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara there said that on Rosh Hashanah night, we eat special foods, that we should have a very good year. We explained there that wasn't witchcraft or nichush or all these types of things. Rather, you should say a Yehi Ratzon, because the Yehi Ratzon turns it into a tefillah, and the food's just there to remind you to say the Yehi Ratzon. In Zvachim on Pei Ches Amid Beis, we learned there two competing ideas. One, we said that there's no poverty in a rich place. Ein anias b'makom ashiras. And we said that Hashem is chas al mamona shel Yisrael. Hashem cares about your money. How do you reconcile that? So we explain there that the Beis HaMikdash is a communal place. Over there, there's no skimping. Ein anias b'makom ashiras. Concerning individual people, Hashem cares about your money and tries to make things cheap for you. In Menachos, on the last page of Menachos, on Kuf Yud Amar Aleph, the Gemara there says that if someone learns Torah, he gets forgiven for his sins. He doesn't have to bring an Ola, a Chatas, or an Asham. And we said there in the name of the Chavetz Chaim, it's only true if you learn the Torah of Korbanos. Only the Torah of Korbanos, without the Beis HaMikdash today, we can only achieve forgiveness by learning all the Torah that applied to Korbanos. In Chulin on Pei Zayin Amar Aleph, the Gemara there said that if someone steals a mitzvah of someone of covering dam, of kisi adam, he has to pay 10 zehuvim. The Chasam Sofer said, but we just said before, that there's no reward for mitzvahs in this world. Why are you paying 10 zehuvim? Schar mitzvah b'hai al-malecha. And not only that, you can't put a price tag on a mitzvah anyway. So why are you paying yud zehuvim? So the Chasam Sofer said, we said then, that you pay the yud zehuvim for the pain you caused somebody by not being able to do the mitzvah. That's a physical pain. That's what you're paying for. In Bechoros, on Daf Nun Amud Beis, there was a story there about a bad man in Hanan Bisha who hit somebody and he was forced to pay for it. And the Ben Yoyada pointed out that even though he paid for it, he still called Hanan Bisha, he still called a bad man. Because, okay, so you paid for it, but he didn't do tshuva yet. So the bad name is not removed until you have to actually do tshuva. On Erechin, on Tes Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara there said that if you see something distasteful by your friend, you should go over to him and rebuke him. You should rebuke him. The Nechad Lamara said, the Gemara says, only if you see something first. If you happen to see something, then you should say something. You don't have to go looking for things. It's not your business to go looking for things to say something about, if you happen to see it. In Tmura on Daf Tes Vav Amar Aleph, the Gemara there said that Yehoshua lost many halachos because when Moshe, at the end of his life, asked Yehoshua, you have anything you want to ask me? Yehoshua said, no, I'm all good. I don't have any questions that need clarification. And the Rashi there says that Moshe was upset that Yehoshua was basically as great as him. Moshe was upset, Rashi says. And then Tachas Binyamin explains, Moshe wasn't upset that Yehoshua was as great as him. He was upset that only Yehoshua was as great as him. What about everybody else? That's what bothered Moshe. And on Krisus, on Daf Tezvav Amar Aleph, we have over there, famous Gemara, that Rabbi Akiva asked the Chachamim a question while in the butcher shop in Emum, when he went to buy meat for the wedding of the son of Rabbi Gamliel. And we said there, in the name of the Sfas Emes, why do we need to know all that, where it happened? And we said, because all people, when there are tremendous events that take place in the world, they remember them, they never forget them. They remember exactly where they were. For the old timers, when Kennedy was shot, or when the men were on the moon, or 9/11. You always remember exactly, people remember what they were wearing, where they were standing. When it came to learning Torah, that's how Rabbi Akiva was about every part learning Torah. So when he asked this question, he knew exactly where he was standing, where he was, what he was doing there. Everything was spelled out. That's how he viewed learning Torah. With the same, like it's an earth-shattering event. In Mi'ila, on Daf Yud, Zayin Amud Beis, there's a very unusual story there that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai went to go get an evil decree removed from the Caesar, and a shade entered the body of the Caesar who made the evil decrees. Why a shade? It's just a strange story. And we said in the name of the Pesach Inayim, because miracles don't happen for low people with lofty things. So for the low people, they get a shade. For the lofty people, maybe a malach will come and talk to you. And the last one, in Nida, on Daf Lama Amud Beis, we have the famous Gemara that when you're in the womb, you will learn the entire Torah. And we asked, why are you taught the entire Torah if you're going to forget it? And we answered there, and there are many answers, in the name of the Arach Laner, because you also are taken, you're made to take an oath that you will keep the entire Torah. How could you make an oath to keep the entire Torah if you don't know what's in it? So Hashem says, okay, we will learn the entire Torah with you while you're inside, and then we will make you forget it. At least you make the oath, and then you make you forget it, and then you can start over learning it in your whole life. And Amir Tzashem, we will continue Shas. Mazel Tov to everybody. Thank everybody for participating. And tomorrow morning, we'll try to start on 6:10, I think. We'll try to do that. Tomorrow morning, we'll start at 6:10. Everybody have a Mazel Tov, and we will resume. As Michael said, we will continue tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day. Yeah.